This is the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista. All of the calories, none of the guilt.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
In case you missed it.
Yeah.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. It's Breaking Bad news. If you have to break bad news to somebody, if you really don't like doing it, I hate confrontation. That's just me, and I hate doing that. It's always good to have a crowd, a bunch of people to kind of be your cheerleaders.
Especially if I'm going to make somebody cry, they're going to make me cry, and it's just going to be a hot mess. Both of us just
lots of crying
together, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hopefully that's not what we do, but it is breaking bad news. And this morning we have Janet with us. Good morning, Janet.
Hi.
Hey, honey. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're doing real good. Thanks for emailing us. And you're on Breaking Bad News, so you have to say something bad to somebody. Who are you going to be breaking bad news to this morning?
My husband, Scott.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm his second wife, and we're in a second marriage, and he's got three kids with this with his ex-wife. And I just found out recently that the third child is actually not his biological daughter, and she doesn't know it. He still pays child support for all three of them, but I am, like, you know, because they visit and everything, and I have this secret, and I don't think it's fair to the little girl to not know that he's not her.
So the little
father.
Girl doesn't know that's not her father?
Yeah. Did you say he doesn't know it, or she
does? She doesn't
know.
She doesn't.
He knows. She doesn't know.
Oh, my gosh. And how old is she?
Yeah, she's 5.
Oh, peanut.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
obviously, this is something that your husband must have divulged to you. I mean, is that why?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we can speculate that's why the divorce happened or whatever. But so this is not his child, but he's still paying and treating this. What's the little girl's name?
Wonderful.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. So he's still treating Elizabeth like a daughter and still financially takes care of Elizabeth like a daughter, even though he knows it's not his.
Right. Yeah, and he just told me this like a couple months ago, and so I've been holding this in, and, you know, they come over because they visit him, obviously, you know, every once in a while, and so I just hate having the secret from her,
right.
And I think that he should tell her, and his ex-wife should tell her, too.
So
she's
you...
She's 5. Wow.
Yeah, she's...
Well, I don't know if she'll understand, really, but...
Yeah, that's tough because anything with a child is tough. So what do you want out of the events today, Janet? You just want to tell your husband that he's got to come clean and that the ex-wife has to come clean and she should know who her real dad is?
I think so, and, like, start taking steps towards it because, you know, at this age I feel like they're developing things, and then if it comes out when she's 15, I think she'll be a little annoyed or angry, and I think she has the right to know. You know, I think there's a way to bring it up to her gently, but I think keeping a secret from her is a horrible thing that they're doing.
Yeah. Now, is the ex-wife with the guy that's the father, or is the father in the picture? Does he even want to be?
No, he's not. No.
Okay. Wow.
Huh.
Yeah, but that's tough, man. How long have you been married to Scott? You said this is your second marriage.
Yes, like 3 years.
3 years, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, don't say anything. Janet, we're going to put you on with your husband and let you break the bad news, okay?
Great. Thanks.
All right, here we go. Breaking bad news.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, babe. How's it going?
Good, good. Can you, like, talk for a second?
Yeah, I got a minute. What's up?
Oh, awesome. So I was just thinking, you know, you told me about Elizabeth, and I was thinking that maybe it's about time to kind of inform her nicely, you know, like, have a conversation with her about how you were not her real dad, and perhaps, you know, because I think that it's going to, to continue to lie to her like this, I think it's going to, in the future, kind of make her angry or upset or really screw up her brain.
You know what, honestly, babe, I worry about that too sometimes, but I just feel like she's... her dad's not going to ever take responsibility for her. I don't want her to grow up and not have any sort of, you know, positive male role model in her life. And, you know, they need help. There's three kids. They need help with bills and stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like, it's not really our responsibility because we have a life as well. And it's like really stringing on finances and stuff. And, you know, if we want to start a family of our own, it's kind of holding us back. And, I mean, and it's not even just about the money. It's like,
no, I get it. I get it. I mean, to be totally honest, I've been thinking about this for a while too.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. I wouldn't even know how to, I don't even think she's old enough to understand, you know?
Yeah. Have you had a conversation about it with your ex? Like, what does she think about it? Does she not even?
I mean, obviously she wants me to keep paying.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's.
That's not fair, and I don't think that, like,
I know.
I mean, she's five, yeah, but I think that, like, bringing it up, there's a way to do it, I think, you know, without being like, hey, I'm not your dad.
Cause it's weird. I get it.
But just for her future reference, you know, and stuff like that, and it's like you shouldn't have to, it's great that you can be a role model, but I don't think that you should have to. You know,
I know. You're right. You're right.
Paying and you know, because, you know, I care for her, too. I think she's a great kid, but
just
in the financial, what we're looking at, it's just it's bothering me because, like, I know now and I see her and I know this thing and, like, it's not up to me to tell her.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you have to lie, too. I get it, but I totally get it.
And it's just making me feel bad and, like,
you know
I'm
what?
They're great.
Yeah. I'm going to call her mom tonight. Maybe we can work something out. I mean,
we're going to break in here. Hi, good morning. Is this Scott?
Hello?
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
It's Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams, a little radio station here in Madison.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
Oh, jeez.
It's
baby,
okay.
You got us on the radio.
Well, we have kids. It's okay.
I didn't know how you're going to take it.
Oh, she's crying.
We're on a segment called Breaking Bad News. Your wife, Janet, beautiful, lovely Janet, she was super concerned about the situation, and she just wanted some help and to break the bed. But let me tell you something. You handled it like a gladiator, man. You're a sweet guy. You know, you sound like the perfect husband. I mean, you agreed with her. Yeah. You didn't get upset. You're taking care of a child that's not yours. You know, so, and obviously.
Yeah, she's right. I don't want to pull her into this lie, too. It's just, it's just so hard to figure out what the right thing to do in this situation is, you know.
So have you ever had a conversation yet with the mom about this particular
but I haven't brought it up in like a, you know, I'm not going to do it anymore type way. And you know, she is struggling, and I kind of do feel obligated to help her out, especially when this kid for at least a little while looked up to me like a dad. I can't like just say no, you're done.
Are you committed to being basically her dad for the rest of her time growing up?
Especially if it means like having a hard time starting a family with the woman I'm with now and dragging her into this lie. I mean, it's probably the best thing to do just to go to her and say, look, I love this child like my own, but I can't pretend to be her father and I can't afford to pay child support for three kids.
I just want to know, are you going to stay in her life though?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Cause this happened to somebody that I know and it just devastated the child. And I just So that's good. You're saying,
well,
stay active
like,
in her life. So I think
like
that's wonderful that you're doing that.
Seems like a stand-up guy. He's definitely doing a lot of, there's a lot of guys out there that probably, you know, and maybe a lot of girls, I don't know, but a lot of people that, you know, would be in that situation. Just
they would
like,
run.
Yeah, bye.
They would just run.
Forget it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for you, man. Well, we're obviously not going to solve this all here, but you guys at least, you know, got something out of here and you got talking about it, which is good, and hopefully it'll all work out in the end.
Yeah.
I hope so. We'll see what the ex says.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, if it's anything like my ex, nothing is going to be
here
good.
We go.
I can tell you that much.
Don't break bad news by yourself. Let Marco and Krista help you do the dirty work every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, only on 93.1 Jams.
It's the most music in Madtown on 93.1 Jams. How's it going? It's Marco and Krista. And ladies, I need you to pick up the phone right now at 321-0931. I am looking for you to join me this Sunday to go see the Chippendales at the Orpheum. We're going to ride in style with Mad City Limo. And of course, we're going to play, as you know, a very sexy scene from a movie that has to do with guys who love to strip in front of us. So once again, 321-0931. Here you go. Take a listen.
Yeah, it ain't that hard. Don't worry about it. All right, rule number one. This is the what can you touch and not touch rule. Can you touch it? Can you touch it? No, 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 no.
Oh, but yes, 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 yes. Of course we want to do that, honey. All right, so once again, 321-0931. I'm looking to hook you up to join me this coming Sunday, of course, to go see the Chippendales. What's going on, Tia?
Hey, darling. I'm trying to win them tickets, girl. You need me there.
Honey, of course I need you there. Have you ever seen naked men? Well, basically they're naked dance in front of you before?
I have.
I listened to you. I have, and it was fabulous.
And I got called up on stage, and they whined and dined and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's quite phenomenal. All right, Tia, well, simply tell me what that very sexy movie is to go see the Chippendales with me.
Oh, Magic Mike.
Absolutely, Tia. Of course it's Magic Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, love. So you and one of your girlfriends will join me and the rest of the winners this coming Sunday. So hold on. We will give you the information. The good thing
Thank
about
you so
much. You're welcome, love. I'll see you soon. The good thing about this, girls, is I'm not done. I'm still hooking you up with more chances for you to join me this coming Sunday. So don't worry.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista on 93.1. Jams.
Now, nearly impossible trivia.
Because it's nearly impossible trivia.
Very nice, Paul.
Thank you, David.
All right, time to pick up that phone at 321-0931. 321-0931 for nearly impossible trivia. And our big question this morning is, there's an age-old question when it comes to dating. Who picks up that tab? Is it the girl? Is it the guy? Nowadays, you're like, I don't know, we can both split it. But let me tell you, if you mention this on the date, you have an 84% chance of picking up that bill. Let's see if Dana, what's going on, my girl?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Have you been on enough dates to know this phenomenal question?
I have.
Okay. What do you think it is?
Dessert.
Dessert. Ooh, I like where you're going with that. It is not dessert.
Okay.
All right, honey. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see. We've got Anna. How's it going, love?
Good. How are you?
Good. Do you know this fun age-old question when it goes, are you single?
No.
Okay. So you've been out of the dating world for quite a while, but it's always like, who's going to pick up this date? It's very awkward. But if you mention this on the date, you have an 84% chance of picking up that bill. What is it?
That you just got paid.
Ooh, that's a really good one. That is not it. But that's a really good guess. So try back again. Thanks.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's see. Good morning. Is this Nicole?
Yep.
How's it going, love?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good. So do you know this great old question? If you mention this, you have an 84% chance of picking up that tab on a date.
Leaving a big tip.
Leaving a big tip. Those are always good. Highly recommended, by the way. Guys, if you want to impress a lady and you have a really good service, definitely hike that tip up. But that is not it. I really appreciate it, though. Call back, okay?
Yep.
Okay, love. Thank you. All right, 93.1 Jams, good morning. Is this Sam?
Yes, it is.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad you called in. We need a male perspective. Do you go out on a lot of dates, Sam?
No.
No, you don't. But you did in the past, right? Now you have someone that you enjoy.
That's right.
Okay, Sam, answer this age-old question when going out on a date. Who picks up the tab, the girl or the guy? We really don't know these days. It's kind of up in the air. But if you mention this on the date, you have an 84% chance of picking up that bill. What is it?
Is it sex?
What is it?
Sex.
Did you say sex?
Yes.
Oh, that's always, hey, why not? Why not get down and dirty at the restaurant and have some sex? No, that is not it, but I like where you're going with that.
All right, thank you.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. All right, 93.1 Jams. This is Dana. Hello? Nope, nope. Okay, she's gone. Let's see. 93.1 Jams. This is Anna.
How's it going?
No, this is not Anna. Who's this?
Oh, this is Devin.
Hey, Devin. How are you?
Doing good.
Good, love. Do you think you know this this answer to the question? 84%. Yeah, go ahead.
I might, but it's a simple answer. What about just mentioning that you want to pay the bill?
Oh, my gosh. You're good. You're good. That is not it, but I like where you're going with that. Thanks,
thank
honey. Try again. All right, let's see. We've got, Good morning. Is this Terry?
This is.
How's it going, Terry?
Good. How are you?
Good, love. Happy Friday to you.
Perfect.
All right. Here is the age-old question when going on the date. Who picks up the tab? But if you mention this, of course, you have an 84% chance of picking up that bill. Please, Terry, be the one to share your full knowledge of the dating life and tell us what the answer is.
Well, I almost like that other one that from two questions ago.
The sex
one? I'm definitely not going to go with that anymore. I'm going to say having a college degree.
Having a college degree. Well, Terry, I don't know if you do a lot of dating. It sounds like you do. You are absolutely correct. So congratulations.
Great.
Yay. So you just got yourself hooked up with some free Subway. Are you in a relationship currently?
I am. A long one now.
Oh, good. Good, good. And did you pick up the tab on your first date with your loved one?
The first, second, last, and all in between.
Oh, see? Take note, guys. This is how it works out. So enjoy some free Subway. We'll put you on hold. And once again, enjoy your weekend. And thanks for playing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Jams. You just have to get up, get up.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast. You just have to get up, get up, get up. Don't keep all this fun and funny to yourself. Hit subscribe and share it with your friends.
I like the humor in it. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. In case you missed it.